Good Sunday morning, Jacksonville. My name is Josh McCarthy here with News 104.5 WOKV, and I want to welcome you to another weekend of the Ask the Experts weekend. And this expert show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. Pete, the job guy Langlois, introduces his listeners to Jacksonville's most innovative companies, and he explores the career journeys behind some of Jacksonville's top influential individuals. And this is all done, all of it, with an honest and entertaining filter that is unique to Pete Langlois, the hard worker himself. Take it away, Pete.
All you hard workers. Wow, my voice cracked a little bit. Here we are on a Sunday morning. You did it. You got up, you yawned, you stretched, you had a cup of coffee, and now you're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. You know what? That's a good decision. It's a wise decision for you. Why? Well, because this show is dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. So what does that mean? Well, it's dedicated to you, to your children, your parents. We're all in this workforce together, right? We work for a living so that we can pay our bills and maybe do a little better for our kids than we had growing up. Or whatever your why is, we work hard at it. And this show gives career advice and leadership tips that will help you to become more effective and productive in your jobs. That's what this show is all about. And guys, you hear me each week and my cast of folks and my guests, and we tell you about our career journeys. Because our careers, sometimes we've taken a left where perhaps we should have taken a right. And the advice we'll give you, that we give you, will help you stay on the proper course. So I'm glad that you're here. And this show, kind of the foundation of this show, is all about hard work is really the key ingredient to in any recipe for a successful career. It's hard work. Sure, we'll talk about goal setting. We'll give you leadership tips and advice, and career advice will help you to, you know, get through some difficult situations. But that hard work, folks, that is on you. And speaking of hard work, boy, this week, boy, we worked hard. All of us here in North Florida and Florida in general. We had a hurricane we were staring down. And thankfully, and I mean thankfully, that thing, Hurricane Dorian, stayed far enough offshore that we didn't get hit. But those poor folks in the Bahamas, we pray for them. And beyond the prayers, let's make sure we do something about it. This is a call to action. And let's make sure that we give, whether it's we donate money, we donate time, resources, food, water, whatever it is. Get involved and help those people out because, you know, thankfully, we weren't in that situation. But we know you worked hard, right? You worked hard moving the lawn furniture, you know, getting everything that's outside and that could be blown away, or better said, launched at you or somebody else or at some property. We got all that secured. We worked hard going out and spending a lot of money preparing for hurricane, right? It's kind of expensive. You're buying water. You're buying all this food. For some of you, you're buying a ton of alcohol. Come on. You're buying gas. You're prepping hotel bills, evacuating. Do I evacuate? Do I not evacuate? It was a lot of stress. It was a lot of hard work, but we're thankful. And you know, Jacksonville has a tendency to dodge the bullet when it comes to the hurricane. Now, some of you are going to write into me and say, you had to bring it up. You cursed us. There's no curse there. If I was going to curse you, I'd go, wooma gooma wooma, here's the big curse on you. But I'm not going to do that, okay? Jacksonville, and some people think that it's because of that concave shape to it. Like we go in right there in Florida's first coast and then back out, and that's why the hurricane makes the turn. It follows that. But it has more to do with our 30-degree latitude than it does that concave. So the concave thing's a miss. But whatever the reason is, I'll tell you, I'm thankful that we do dodge the bullet periodically, because that's great. Now, this show, as I told you, it's all about, you know, career advice dedicated to the workforce of today and tomorrow. I want to make sure anytime you listeners out there, when you get advice from anybody, make sure it's from an expert. I'm an expert. I'm a career expert, right? Number one, I'm old. I've been in the workforce for a long time. I'm 54 years young. But, you know, I have run successful staffing agencies for many years. I've hired, unfortunately, had to terminate more people than most. You know, I've run a $120 million staffing agency with over 400 employees and 37 offices nationally. I've seen it all, folks. And, you know, early in my career, I was in training and development, and I taught people how to be effective leaders, and I taught the soft skills. I work with Dale Carnegie Training, taught effective speaking and human relations. I've been around the block, folks, and that's why I am an expert. And I always say, like, let's say during this storm, something blew into my pool and stopped up all my the pool pump, got it all plugged up. You know, I don't call a lawn guy. I call the pool guy to help me to fix it, right? And then, you know, think about it. If your kid breaks their arm, God forbid, you don't bring them to a dentist. You know, you bring them to a pediatrician or to the appropriate doctor that's going to put a cast on it, you know, take the x-rays, do all that good stuff. You know, when you get career advice, get it from the job guy. Pete the job guy. And if you need staffing assistance, you can always call Pete the Job Guy. I'm the person to help. You reach out to me, Pete, at PeteTheJobGuy.com. That's my email address, whether you need staffing assistance or if you have a career situation you would like to discuss, you need some advice, or if you'd like to do it live on the air, fine, give us a call, 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. That's our number. Join the discussion today. Speaking of experts and career experts, today's guest, oh my God, I'm so proud of who I have on the show today. This show, we have our weekly contributor. One of them is actually my guest today, and I'm so thankful that Coach Larry O'Brien was able to get up early this Sunday morning and be on the show with us. If you don't know it, Larry O'Brien is the founder and chief learning officer of Mendoza and O'Brien, and we're very happy. Larry, are you there this morning?
I'm here. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Good morning.
Good to be here.
I was talking, as you heard, a little bit about the hurricane, and I know you were worried about me, but you're up in Charleston, South Carolina, Mount Pleasant area, and as it passed my house, I became more worried about you. How did you fare?
Just fine. Luckily, just some limbs, a lot of yard cleanup, but we definitely got spared as well. A little scary for a while, but we're all good. Thank you.
Yeah. Good. Good to hear. Larry, tell us a little bit about Mendoza and O'Brien.
Oh, sure. Well, you know, I think the question is why first. And, you know, as it turns out, you know, one of the greatest things that keeps CEOs up at night is the fact that they don't have this leadership bench strength. They're just not prepared for the future. And it turns out that only 13% of companies feel that they're preparing their leaders adequately. And you may be familiar with these statistics, but only 40% of the workforce, 2 out of 5, if my math is correct, is engaged. And 24% is actively disengaged. So they're like coming in and not doing anything. And then there's a remaining like 36% of people who, I don't know, walking dead, zombies, I don't know. They're neither engaged or disengaged. And I think about, you know, one of the reasons I started Mendoza and O'Brien, like, imagine if we could engage that horsepower, that 36%, and have, you know, 3 out of 4 people actively engaged. What would that mean? And I have some stories to share with you later on about, you know, getting people engaged and aligned towards common goals. So, my mission, our mission, simply put, is we help managers become great leaders. I think that's why I was put on the earth after many years of thinking and developing my own self. And so we do leadership development. And what is that? We do workshops. We do one-on-one coaching. I'm working with a tech firm here in Charleston, and we've rolled out a series of training on how to coach your direct reports, how to lead situationally, how to have career coaching conversations. I hear a lot of times from leaders that they say, you know, Larry, I don't know how to talk to my employee about what's next for her or his career. Emotional intelligence, managing change, diversity, inclusion, all those things. So that's what we do, and we do it locally, nationally, and also globally. being bilingual, I also do some of these workshops and coaching in Latin America as well.
Very good. You know, some of those statistics, I know them well. And, you know, it is unfortunate that our workforce today is so colossally distracted. And it's mm-hmm. mainly because we're so connected is what I've seen. So our number mm-hmm. one biggest distraction from what I've seen in the workforce, and guys, you know, all you listeners out there, you know, you go up to a hotel front desk and the person has to turn around and text somebody because that took precedence over your customer service. But I see it in the workforce quite a bit, Larry. I see people, you know, making personal calls or they're texting and emailing. And I read somewhere that 94% of the email and text that we get during the workday are personal and non-work related.
I believe it. I remember one of my episodes was around give that discretionary effort to the company, not the Kardashians. Nothing against the Kardashians, but like, yeah, you're on the social media, right? As I know, as you like to put it, on the social media, and you get those distracted. And the thing is, there's a residual effect. When you're in the flow, you're concentrating on something, and then bing, you know, Kim Kardashian has this meltdown or whatever it is that takes you away. The amount of time it takes not only to read that note, but also to get re-engaged, get in that flow again. It's not just the 1 minute. It can be 10 minutes before you're like, okay, where was I? And then you start down that flow. So one of the things I do coach leaders on this is how to engage themselves and manage their own distractions and also those of on their team.
Wow. Just think about how more effective and productive you could be if you're able to manage those distractions. Larry, how'd you come up with the name Mendoza and O'Brien?
Oh, yeah. So it came about from a merger that took place back in 1967. Yes, it goes way back. Basically, when my mom, who's Venezuelan, last name is Mendoza, and my dad, who is from Brooklyn, New York, last name is O'Brien, got married, and they had me a couple of years later. So it's really to a couple things, to honor my parents, and also we have a plus sign in the name, Mendoza plus O'Brien. And that's kind of like the kind of a synergy, you know, that with through their union, there became a whole lot more. And I'm the benefit of that. And I also, with Mendoza, you know, I just also wanted to show that we have this Latin American capability. Mendoza is a very, you know, common name in Latin America. So, Just wanted to honor my parents, to be perfectly honest.
Very, very good. You know what? Let's take a quick commercial break. Guys, you're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.
Are you finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates? Are the ads you're paying for letting you down? Are your positions staying open longer? Stop wasting your time, energy, and money and call Angie Staffing at 904-703-8880. With over 20 years of experience in staffing, our team can assist you with temporary, temp-to-perm, direct placement positions in accounting, finance, technology, legal, and even that one position that you just can't seem to fill. 904-703-8880. Angie Staffing. We're bringing the hustle back.
All right. Very good. We're here with Coach Larry O'Brien, and Larry is the founder and chief learning officer of Mendoza and O'Brien. Larry, tell us about your background.
Oh, sure. You know, from an international standpoint, I was born in Argentina, and I grew up in Venezuela. That's how I became bilingual. So half of me is Latin American, half of me is North American. I studied finance undergrad. I am an Osprey. I graduated with my master's in human resource management from the University of North Florida back in I graduated number one in my class, Pete. I don't know if you knew that.
Of course you did, because you, sir, are a hard worker.
That's right. And there were three of us in our class. So, hey, at least that's okay, right?
It's still a gold medal.
Exactly.
It's magna cum something.
But, when I worked in I've been in the training field since 1994. I remember very clearly. I love being in training workshops. Some of the workshops, you know, that similar to what you would deliver at Merrill Lynch. And I, you know, walked down to the head of the department. I said, "Hey, I want to be a trainer." And he said, "As a matter of fact, I have a position." So I had to try out, and on I went. Throughout my years, I've been in leadership training. I was responsible for performance management, you know, the annual review, the midterm review, setting goals, all those things. I did that for many years for Prudential Financial. And then my last role there before I left in 2014 was I was responsible for global leadership development. So from when you become a new leader all the way to very senior leader and perhaps the next CEO of this multi-billion dollar company, I was responsible for all the training, the development that happened in between that. You think about that your career as a leader. So, and through that, obviously, you know, I was listening, you know, to your intro, you know, got a lot of training, a lot of certifications on tools and how to lead, properly. So, yeah, that's a little bit. So I've been doing it for over 20 years, and Mendoza & O'Brien was founded in 2014. So we've been on that trail for the last five.
Well, that's, you know what, Larry, I'm going to tell you something. Like I said at the beginning of the hour, if people are going to take advice, make sure you get your advice from an expert. I mean, when I think of you, Larry, I know you're an expert. You have the education credentials, you have certifications, you have 25 plus years of experience. This is not something that, you know, you're dipping your foot in the pool and decide, you know, I'm going to help managers become effective leaders today, and maybe tomorrow I'm going to do something else. This is your chosen career path, and you take it very seriously, and that's why you have the demonstrated success in it.
Yeah, I've been very lucky and very fortunate that I've been doing something I love. And when you do something you love, you jump all in. Like, you love staffing, Pete. You love getting people in the right roles. I mean, you impact the people, you know, people, what they're eating at their dinner table, right? Because you're able to get them in those roles where they start to make more money, they start to save a little bit more, then maybe they start taking vacations, right? So it's that passion that drives you and drives me as well.
Well, you know, you stepped away from a very, very successful career in a big company to be an entrepreneur, to launch, yeah, Mendoza & O'Brien. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
No, I would love it if that were the case, right? I was meant to be an entrepreneur, but the answer is no. One day, my wife Marcella asked me, she's like, you know, do you want to keep doing this for the next 20 years? And this was like 2013 when she asked me. And I was like, yes, of course. I'm making very good money. I have very good benefits. Five weeks vacation.
Insane.
You know? Yeah, and things, love where we lived, and so it was all good. But then, just like a powerful coaching question, you just can't react. So this was a very powerful coaching question that she asked me, and she's my best coach. And I said, what if we did something different? What if we threw out the playbook of then, all right, I'm going to retire at 65? No. You know, working for the same company. My father worked for the same company for 40 years. So I said, let's just take a risk. Let's do something different. And the people who came up to me when I decided to leave, they're like, you have so much courage. You have, you know, well, I could never do that. I was like, if I can do it, you can do it. So that started my journey. And with that, we moved from New Jersey to Charleston, South Carolina, a place that we've always wanted, enjoyed, and loved, and visited quite often when we lived in Jacksonville. And that's how the story began. A simple coaching question that she asked me, and I said, you know, why not? Like, you live once, let's try something different. And, yeah, and I never look back. It's been an amazing journey.
You know what? That's great. And you know where entrepreneurs seem to fail a lot, and I talked about this on a previous show, is when they let's say you made a career in leadership development, career coaching, helping managers become effective leaders, and then you end that career and you say, I'm going to embark on a new venture and I want to work for myself, and then you open a restaurant. Or you do something completely different, and it might be something that you're passionate about and you believe in, but you just don't have the experience, the depth of experience, and to really pull it off. And that's where like you use this 25 years of cumulative experience and knowledge and put it to work in something that you're an expert at. So that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Real quick, Larry, like, what is, what is coaching? What does it take to be a coach? And what is that? Because, I'm sure there are some preconceived notions about what it is. And maybe some people think, oh, yeah, we can all do it. But, what is it?
Yeah, and there definitely are some preconceived notions. There are a lot of people who are coaching is one of the fastest growing fields. Everyone wants to be a coach. When I talk to people, they're like, "Well, I want to do what you do," but there's definitely a science behind it, and a process and education. Some people think it's like, "Well, isn't that just therapy?" Where we talk about what was it like growing up? What was your relationship with your mother and your father? Well, we don't really go there. As a coach, you look at kind of the present, maybe a little bit further back, and then looking forward. But coaching is really about achieving your best self. That might sound a little bit cliche, but do you think your life could be better? Are there things in your life that you're currently tolerating? At the pinnacle of your career and in your life, where do you want to be? What do you want to be doing? So a coach will ask those questions to help you think, because so many times we just go from one thing to another, to another, to another. We don't slow down. A decade goes by, and yeah, you've had your nice little career bumps. You're making a little bit more money, but are you living the life that you dreamed of when you were a kid? Probably not. So a coach will help you identify what that future is, identify what's holding you back. 75% of people's careers derail, not just a plateau, but derail, go off the rails because of interpersonal issues, things that you can't control, behaviors you can't control are not working with you. So as a coach, I help you gain that awareness of what's working for you, what's not. And I help you create a plan, so that you can achieve your goals. And we've had one wonderful success working with leaders and helping them increase their sales, decrease their stress, lead their teams, get promoted. I mean, there's no guarantee if I say, well, if you get a coach, you're going to be promoted. That's not necessarily the case, but I guarantee you that you will get closer to your goals. And if you don't have a coach, guess what? Your competition has a coach.
All right, Larry?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I lost you for a second.
No, that was it. That was my hard pause. No.
That's a good leadership hard pause right there. You know what, Larry? We got a lot more questions to ask you. And, if you can, I'd love for you to stay around after we take a break here at the bottom of the hour. And that music tells us, guys, that we need to pause right now and take a short commercial break. You're listening to Hard Worker with me, Pete the Job Guy, on News 104.5 WOKV. Do the hustle! Welcome back, all you hard workers. If you're just joining us, you're in for a great show. Today, we have the founder and chief learning officer of Mendoza and O'Brien. That is Larry O'Brien. You folks, if you're regular listeners, know him as Coach Larry. And Coach Larry each week gives us a leadership lesson that helps managers to become more effective leaders. And Larry, welcome back.
Thank you, Pete.
Now, we talked at the very bottom. You were telling us what it is to be a coach, what it means to be a coach, and that there are a lot of people kind of, embarking. Oh, I can be a coach. Why would anybody that's considering getting a career coach, why would they select Larry O'Brien?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think the first, foremost, is that I get results. So let me give you a couple examples. I was part of a team where we coached physicians from the Mayo Clinic. And do you know, well, I'm kind of tipping my hat, Pete, what's the most stressful job in the world?
Besides mom?
That is the perfect answer. Yes, sir. Besides mom.
Well, I guess it would have to be one where you're dealing with life and death. And
it is.
It could be doctor, perhaps.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Yeah, a doctor, a physician, that's the most stressful job. So we worked with the Mayo Clinic over a six-month period, and we simply we did some upfront. We did some personality assessments, and then we worked with each physician to create a customized plan. So it's their goals to help reduce their level of stress, their level of emotional exhaustion, and their level of burnout, because burnout is the highest in that in that field. And over a six-month period, they reported that emotional exhaustion decreased on average by 20% and burnout decreased by 17%. So why work with me? Because I get results. This was over, again, a six-month period. And guess what? We met for 30 minutes once a month. And you, earlier, Pete, you were saying about hard work is that secret ingredient. That's exactly right. When it comes to coaching, not me as the coach, but you as the person being coached, it's what you do. All you need to do that hard work in order to achieve those goals. And I help you identify what those goals are and what those success looks like. But it's doing that hard work.
That's what it is. I mean, everything is on that foundation. It's the bedrock. It's the hard work. You don't have a magic wand, Larry. You don't have magic beans, and you don't have a skill transfusion needle that someone comes and calls Coach Larry. He plugs it in, and all of a sudden they're awesome, right? That's not it. You work them through a process, and I know you have a methodology, and we're going to talk about that methodology in a minute that you created, Larry. It's yours personally. But here's I opened it up earlier for a discussion. If callers want to participate or listeners want to participate today, call 855-765-1045. And it looks like we have a caller right now, someone that's been holding for a few minutes. This is and guys, you know, people listen to the show internationally. You just go to WOKV.com and you click on listen now for live streaming. So this caller is Jenny and from the Boston area. Jenny, you have a question for me or Coach Larry or something to talk about?
Yes, I'm a little nervous, so bear with me.
Everybody is. You're on the live radio show. Why wouldn't you be nervous? What's up?
I just have a question for Coach Larry. I just want to know how to deal with somebody that's a boss that yells a lot and always talks about everybody out loud, and it's really, really uncomfortable. And I want to see how he would deal with that.
Okay. All right, Coach Larry, this is all you.
Boss who yells a lot, talks about people a lot. To what extent have you shared their behavior with this individual? Has anyone said anything to this person?
She was nervous, Larry. So Jenny,
okay.
She abandoned the call. So just generalities.
Okay. Yeah. So that's my forte. Okay. Yeah. So. You know, I think the foundation is trust. I had a leader who did just that. You could hear this leader yelling in the office, and I'm not even going to share gender. So one thing that I did was I had the courage to walk in, and it's called holding the mirror. Share back their behavior and the impact is having on the team. So it's important to find what that person's motivation is. So share with that person that, look, you want to achieve X, but your behavior is achieving Y. And then also just kind of show that you care. So me coming in, having the courage, taking the risk to share with this you, why? Because I care about you as a person. So see if you can form a little bit of trust with this individual so you can say, hey, I need to share something that's difficult for me, but I'm doing it for your benefit. So I think this individual needs to be confronted with their own behavior. But that behavior is, it's not acceptable. At the end of the day, you can't be acting that way. Ultimately, yes, you're perfectly in your rights to go to HR and to say, hey, that this behavior has to stop.
You know, I'm glad you said this, and I have a I push out a lot of stuff on social media, a lot of tips. We call them Pete-isms. By marketing, my CMO always says, hey, give me some more Pete-isms so I can help create slides and post them out. And I have one that I call DBM Reflection, and DBM stands for Don't Be Me. And I share with people some of the mistakes I've made in little quippets or snippets or whatever you want to call them. And one of them, a DBM reflection, was early on in my career as a leader, I had one tool in my tool belt. And unfortunately, it was a club, you know, meaning I was that person that our caller Jenny in Boston was referring to. I yelled a lot. I was somewhat... not threatening, but you know, condescending, maybe a little bit. I was loud, intimidating.
Intimidating, yeah.
Yeah, that was my my posture, and I got results, but at what cost? And you know, I can imagine now. I probably had people not feeling so great about themselves, and I wish I would have had somebody, you know, come to me and say, "Hey, you know what? I care about you. You know, I understand what you're trying to do. This is how it's impacting me and others." And, you know, that would have gone a long way for me early in my career. I believe that. Larry, you created the ARCO coaching method. Can you tell us a little bit about ARCO, please?
Sure. So it's a metaphor. ARCO in Spanish is a bow. And what the bow does, it shoots. It fires the arrow at the target. So coaching is like a bow, and you are the arrow shooting towards your target. And so I've been coaching for many years now in leadership development, many years. And one thing that I've come to realize, and now we know this as a fact, you have to engage the heart. You have to engage the mind and you have to engage the spirit in order for there to be true change. Like at a logical level, I may know that going to McDonald's for breakfast every morning is bad for me, right? But not until I really feel, you know, that now I'm sick, do I change? So ARCO stands for four words. A is for ambition. What is your ambition? Where do you want to be in your life? What goal are you shooting for? R is for realization. You know, you're not going to change, just like I mentioned eating at McDonald's or fast food, pardon me, fast food every morning. but you need to have that realization. The light bulb has to go up in order for you to say, huh, I am now motivated to do something different. C is for collaboration. And this is working with others, working with me in order to figure out a plan that works for you, a plan that's custom for you, and to execute it in your way. And O is for obligation, because once you know what your ambition is, my goodness, you're obligated. It's an obligation to you, your family, the organizations you belong to make that change. So I use the ARCO method when I coach people in taking them through those steps to determine, you know, again, what their ambition is, having that realization, collaborating to come up with a plan, and then you got to do something. And what I like about ARCO, why I notice the difference is because it ties that the mind, the emotion, the heart, and the spirit, all those three. It's not just a goal; it's an ambition. So it's not just awareness; it's a realization.
Oh man, Larry, I'm telling you what, this is a methodology that I know will get results. Hang on for just a second, Larry. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.
Are you finding it harder and harder to find the right candidates? Are the ads you're paying for letting you down? Are your positions staying open longer? Stop wasting your time, energy, and money and call Angie Staffing at 904-703-8880. With over 20 years of experience in staffing, our team can assist you with temporary, temp to perm, and direct placement positions in accounting, finance, technology, legal, and even that one position that you just can't seem to fill. 904-703-8880. Angie Staffing, we're bringing back the hustle.
All right. I love that commercial. You know why? Because I love Angie. That's my wife. And I'm going to tell you, she has every bit as much experience as I do in staffing. And, Ange, why don't you say hi to Coach Larry?
What's up, Larry?
Hey, Angie. Bring him back to
bring
hustle.
Bring him back
I
to
love
hustle.
It. She's not afraid to do a live commercial.
That's awesome.
Larry, now, how would somebody use you, Coach Larry O'Brien, as a coach?
So one of the things is if you're a leader or even an individual contributor, if maybe you've gotten some feedback, maybe you found that your career's not where you want it to be, I would help you define what success looks like and help you put a plan together. Some leaders call me when they're in a change in when there's been a significant change. Maybe they just recently got promoted. Maybe they've been told that, you know what, you're going to promote you in the future. You're a high potential. Maybe they got a new team as an example. So you need to be thought. Those are times when all eyes are on you. And so the light is shining very bright on you. So I'm that person kind of in the background who's helping you to create your plan and then helping you execute on that plan using the ARCO method. There are so many different reasons for some leaders. For example, I was working with one leader and he was going to be tapped to be the chief human resource officer. And he didn't know what the perceptions were about him. So one of the things that we did was we created questions and he went out and talked to some stakeholders and said, basically, how am I perceived in this organization? Guess what he learned? He learned that, he's very strategic, but he's not tough enough. In other words, he sets goals and then goals come and go. So he created a plan to hold people accountable, which is something that people struggle with quite often. Communication skills. I had one leader who was, again, very senior, and I work across all levels in the organizations, very senior, but he had a poor relationship with his peers. And I don't know about you, but you need your peers in order to get stuff done. So we created a plan in which he could have better influence and build stronger relationships with his peers. So it can be a myriad of things.
All right. Larry, we open this up for guests, 855-765-1045. I say guests. If you want to join in, be part of discussion, you got a question for me or for Coach Larry, feel free to give us a call, 855-765-1045. Larry, we got another call. Let's see. I don't know who it is or what it's about. I'm looking at my board, but somebody's been holding for a long time. Apologize about the wait, but you're on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. Hello, are you there, caller? Oh, are you there, caller? Hello?
Pete, do you hear me?
Oh, yes, I hear you. Yes, you're on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy.
All right, well, you got Boston Danny, and I got questions.
Oh, God, I got Boston Danny on the phone. All right, is there a way to connect Boston Danny, Tom, with Larry, too? So we get all three of us on? No, there isn't. Ah, Boston Danny. Well, I got you now.
That would have been great because, let me tell you, Larry, I've been listening to him since I got turned on to your show. I love him. And, just like you said, if your company don't have a coach, the other company does. And I've had a coach since last April when they promoted me. So it's done wonders for me, Larry. Let me tell you.
Well, what has your coach done for you?
Just gotten me in touch with, got me to learn how to, listen and give a little more empathy. You got to remember where I came from. I'm in the construction. And, you know, now I'm a big supervisor, where before I was just a small cog in the wheel. But, you know, there's a lot out there that he can help you with, and corporate coaches do it for you.
Well, you know, I've known you for over 30 years, and when I met you, you were flaring like a pack of firecrackers.
I still do. It's just I got a longer wick.
Hey, do me a favor. Let's have the Boston update.
Okay, yeah. We got Dorian last night. You know, yesterday we got I know you guys batting down the hatches. For us, it was just like a short northeaster, you know. Usually they last 3 days, but he came and went, threw a little rain at us. Soaked the Cape pretty good. We got 3 inches of rain and everything else was good. But, you know, the Patriots kick off tonight against Pittsburgh, one of our big rivals, a tough one. You know, we got Antonio Brown, so everybody better look out. You know what's going to happen there. You guys are starting off against Kansas City. That's a tough one, but good luck. So, up here we got today's Grandparents' Day, and it's a big day for Cheryl and I. We're christening Desmond Michael today, this afternoon, and he's renouncing Satan and all his evil works. So we got a big day ahead of us today, a lot of family stuff. And for the shout-outs, we're going to do them next week because I want to remind you guys that, you know, it's the 9th annual JDRF Miracle Gala down there in Jacksonville. It's going to be held at the Sawgrass Marriott and Resort and Spa on Saturday, October 19th at 6 p.m. JDF does wonderful things. It improves the lives of those affected with type 1 diabetes, and it's, you know, they're going to find a cure for this with all you guys' help and everything. And a little bird told me that you're going to be sponsoring the bar again this year, Peter. Is that right?
You know what happens when Pete the Job Guy sponsors a bar at any event? People are going to drink like fishes. They're going to dance. They're probably going to say something they'll regret later. But do you know what they're going to do? It's a great event. You're right. JDRF is dedicated to finding a cure for type 1 diabetes. But all the while, they are improving the lives of those affected with T1D. And while they're there, there's a silent auction. There's all kinds of events. It's a night of kings and queens. We're going to have a great time. But you know, Danny, if you were there at the bar with me, we'd be drinking and having some fun, meeting new friends and having a great time.
You know that, brother. This is one you guys don't want to miss. You know, you get to meet Peter up close and personal. I tell you, you hear him? He's something to be experienced, folks. Call him up. He'll put you guys to work, let me tell you. And we'll get all your birthdays next week, I promise. Trust me. We'll let your loved ones know you do love them. You can blame it on me.
That's good. Boston Danny, thank you for the Boston update. I appreciate it. You have a great week, my man.
I just want to say hi to Angie. Hi, Angie. Take care, brother.
Hello. Hello, this is Angie.
Hi, Angie. Bye. I'll talk to you guys.
All right, Danny.
Peter, great show. Larry, I love your stuff. I tell you, my coach is kind of impressed. He's like, have you been coached up before? I'm like, kinda.
Because you listen to Coach Larry.
Because I listen to Coach Larry every week. I tell you, I don't miss it. And when he was doing his 5 weeks vacation, you got to still call in, Larry. Believe me, people hang on your words.
I love it. Danny, you have a good week. Take care.
I'll talk to you next week. Jacksonville, have a great day, brothers and sisters.
All right. Let's bring back Larry O'Brien. Coach Larry, you there?
I am here.
I'm sorry. I wanted to get the three of you together, and I'm having some operational issues. It's on me. I'm a novice.
he just makes me smile.
He's
Danny,
a great guy.
I tell you what.
But he means that sincerely. And I tell you, I get notes and letters from people that listen to your segment. And you go to my website, PeteTheJobGuy.com. I isolate them each week so people don't have to listen to my, you know, my other 55 minutes of garbage. They can go right to Coach Larry's segment. And we write what the title is on it. So someone wants to learn how to delegate more effectively. They go to PeteTheJobGuy.com. They go into the Coach Larry segment under Weekly Contributors, and they'll go, okay, effective delegation, bam, episode 16, you know, this and that, and they get to hear it. And each segment's about 5 minutes long, so who doesn't have 5 minutes to invest in their own personal development, right? So it's great. They listen to it, and I tell people, guys, this is that Larry does this out of the kindness of his heart. He wants to help. He's like me. He's dedicated to helping the workforce of today and tomorrow. So take advantage of it. Larry, how can people reach out to you directly? Let's talk about your website, how they can engage you, and let's get some information out there to the peeps.
Sure, absolutely. So I think first thing, I encourage you to go connect with me on LinkedIn. Larry O'Brien, Mendoza and O'Brien, just find me, connect with me, because I push out content there. I'm constantly reading and liking articles and posting those articles, and it's another way to get the 5-minute podcast. So that's the first thing. I think the second thing, if you want to learn a little bit more about me, our methodologies, see some pictures of me, you know, who doesn't, right? go to my website. So MendozaAndO'Brien.com. So it's Mendoza and then AndO'Brien.com. And so from there, you can shoot. My contact information is there as well. My email is LO'Brien@MendozaAndO'Brien.com. And look, you can always call me. My personal cell phone. Yes, people, I'm giving it out on the air. 732-216-8457. Feel out, reach out, feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to just, you know, even if you're having a bad day and you want to talk to someone, give me a call, and I'd love to do some just-in-time coaching as we've done with your previous caller.
Great. Great. Tell us a little bit about, and we're starting to get kind of wrap up a little bit, but tell us about your leadership workshops.
Oh, yeah. You know, so they're not once-and-done events. I always start with some type of an assessment, what's going on with the group, what's going on with the individual. I've been using a personality assessment from Predictive Index. I work with a great group of CEOs called People Surge. So we do an analysis of like what's going on with you, what's going on with your organization, so that you have it's targeted. The workshop is targeted. And then so we'll do the workshop, and it's always something experiential, working on mindset. They're a lot of fun, and you work hard during those, and you always walk away with a plan. And then after the workshop, we check in with you, whether it's 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, to see, are you working the plan? And I love for that group to stay together, stay engaged, and create a network.
All right, Larry, thank you so much for being on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy. You've been a fantastic guest. Larry is the founder and chief learning officer of Mendoza and O'Brien. Link in with Larry O'Brien and visit MendozaAndO'Brien.com. Thank you guys for sharing your Sunday morning with us right here on Hard Worker with Pete the Job Guy on News 104.5 WOKV.